Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, drop of the week. We have some fun every Friday. Near the end of the week, the funny, the poignant, the whatever. Let's crank it up with the drop of the week.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski.
Of the week.
You know, it wouldn't be the most unusual thing you've ever thought.
Well, I will say this. To be clear, I'm only joking around a little bit. Drop of the week is presented by Family and Company Jewelers. South Jersey's diamond destination. Salsa, what do we got?
All right, let's dive in, Joe. We started this week with you saying that famous phrase, put the toothpaste back in the what?
And a message like this doesn't usually make it easy to use the phrase Seltzer used yesterday to just put the toothpaste back in the in the toothpaste jar. You call it a jar? What do you call that thing?
In the tube. Toothpaste bag in the tube.
Yeah.
Jar.
It sound right.
When you dip it in and
come
pull
to my, come to my house.
I got a little,
I got a little cup, a little top, a little jar.
Toothpaste jar.
So bad.
Have you ever used a jar with toothpaste
in it? Of course
in?
Not. I made a mistake.
You made a mistake.
Good God.
And we will always play those mistakes on the radio. Let's keep it going. Speaking of mistakes, you made this noise.
You know, you have, and a lot of times you're playing. A lot of times with the lead, not always.
I like that one because then there's the sigh.
Yeah, that,
also,
at the end, ears again.
You know, you have and a lot of times you're playing. A lot of times with the lead. Not
oh, I don't like it.
I don't know
like
why
it.
That's good, but it sounds so gross too.
Playing. You don't know
Joe?
What bodily function is happening.
Can you imagine ever making a sound that elicits that reaction?
I would just like to announce I'm pleased that I'm in a different studio most times from you after hearing that.
That just sounds like something's coming out of some part of the body. I don't know what part, but something's coming out somewhere. Plain. That's horrendous.
Let's keep it going. I can't believe I'm going from that noise to Rob Thompson, but that's what I'm doing. A bit of an extended cut, but Joe, a nice lead-in to end the call with Rob about what we want to see from the Phillies, and then Topper, of course, has a funny line at the end.
The town has never had, in all these seasons, all the years of all the teams, has never had two titles in the same year. So as we close this interview down, I just want to say on behalf of me, our show, and our station, we wish you the absolute best of luck. We would love to see another parade. The Eagles obviously did it in February. We would love to see you guys do it. And it could be not only historic for your franchise, but for the entire city if two teams can win in the same calendar year. And we absolutely wish you, Rob, the very best of luck. I hope it's a fun and exhilarating month for you. And very, very good luck to you and your whole squad.
Oh, I really appreciate it. I appreciate you guys having me on. And I would really like to see four parades this year.
That would be something.
You know what that reminded me of? My horrible sign-off with Sirianni before the frickin' Super Bowl.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I didn't know
what
how
did
to
say. Oh,
I
yeah, just, you didn't know what to say.
I didn't know.
Like,
I mean,
I thought
that was really good. I thought.
I mean,
you,
I appreciate
you did a good job.
It. It was nice. It was just a little long winded.
Yeah. You started long talking.
You know, you were, I did.
A long
yeah.
talk to quote Hugh Douglas talk. There.
By the way, Seltzer, I'm hoping you got Jaws' voice cracking here. Are you going to do Jaws dirty with the voice crack?
I didn't hear Jaws' voice crack.
Wait, was it in the clip that you played earlier?
I didn't hear it.
I don't
it.
Think so.
Because I thought I heard something, and I was like, oh,
I didn't hear it.
It.
I totally Joe missed Jaws' voice crack.
Why do you remember this so specifically?
I just remember he had a voice crack, and I'm wondering, am I the only
maybe,
one that gets done dirty
Lewis
with voice
cracks? Maybe in the next few minutes we'll find it. We'll see. Yeah. I do have John lamenting being old and making a weird noise.
It was 1971.
Yes, that's
a long time ago.
54 years.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago.
All right.
Oh, no.
Let's give you the Twitter poll question
oldness.
Of the day.
Oldness.
Yeah. Oldness? What the heck? Correct. Twitter poll.
Oh, yes.
That sounded old. That sounded like an old. That was oldness vocalized.
That's pretty wild. Good. Pretty good. Now, Richie, this was hilarious. Richie, a really funny line is Ruben Amaro's talking about Lenny Dykstra. Now, Lenny was a primetime player, so to speak. Here's what happened.
But when the team was really good, he was spectacular. When the team was bad, it was hard for a guy like Lenny because he believed in the juice. The juice is what made him the best player. And so
the steroids.
It's hard to not that juice.
Wow. That was such a perfect line. I listening back to like Ruben, how does he not notice it as he's saying it? It's so obvious when you listen.
We all know it.
We all looked around and was like, who's gonna say it?
Exactly. Yeah.
That was really good.
That was really good. All right, keeping it rolling. Richie, again, funny line. We were talking about Joe, how your cousin came down to watch a game with you and was a little put off at how intense you were this hour.
So I had a cousin from Boston down who's not a huge sports fan, and I don't see her much at all. And I think she thought I was a lunatic because she happened to be the one day she was in town and staying with us, staying with my mom and me, was game 6 of 93 versus the Braves, and I think she thought I was literally insane.
But she still fell in love with you.
Is that the one you took to
prom? Yeah, still went to your prom. What a miracle. Nicely done, John. That was really good, John. And ironically, that was very good. Ironically, our caller Dan in Philly is the next entrant in Drop of the Week, who is the one who always brings that up. Funny line here. You wanted to move on.
Playoffs was my sophomore year. Earlier in the regular season was my freshman year.
So what, your cousin came down for your
enough! In my sop hop, yeah.
Was that, was
that homecoming? Dan, can I ask you a question?
No, we got to move on.
That's a good.
That was camera-esque.
That was still bad. He was taking Joe to camera notes. We got to move on. Got to keep it rolling.
There were so many callers out there who were like, yeah, he did that to me too. Get him.
Totally.
It's great.
That was so
right,
good.
Let's keep it rolling.
He owned me in that call.
He did. Speaking of callers, our caller Kenny put together a really nice Phillies poem. Here's where it was.
To the Phillies, I want you to feel the weight of the situation you're about to walk into, but not carry it. Accept the fact that defeat is not an option to be tarried with. Stay loose, keep the juice, and to not always swing for the roof. Put the ball in play, keep the Dodgers at bay, handily send them back to L.A. And when we win, celebrate the day. If you lose, push the disappointment away. But most of all, the last thing to say is remember why this is the game you play.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good work from Kenny there.
Strong.
Nice internal rhyme.
Yeah, he did a good job.
All right, three.
Except for that thing about if we lose, push the pain away.
Yeah.
At the end of the series, it'll linger for freaking years.
Yeah, definitely not.
Okay.
All right, Joe, speaking of uniform, we now have the answer. But yesterday you had not given us an answer, and you asked Jason Kelce if you should wear the uniform or maybe a variation of it, and this happened.
Well, the flip side is they did have some runs. I mean, the first 2 years, they
overachieved.
It was more than they did previous years.
Yeah, what was different about last year was the first couple of years they overachieved as a ball club. It felt like than the expectations going into the season. Last year, obviously, was the opposite of that. So, Yeah, I mean, is there a way you can do it a little bit different?
I could wear half of it.
I mean, listen, if you don't wear a bottom in here, I'm not coming in.
Me either, Jason.
That was really good.
All right, two more. We had a Freudian slip, Joe. It was you. Uh-oh. You were talking to Coach Harris on the phone. Josh Allen comes up. This happened. Harris,
look around the league at the other quarterbacks. Who's doing it consistently?
Well,
Name me one.
Well, I'd have to look at. I haven't watched all these games.
It's really difficult because defenses.
Josh Harris is very consistent. Josh Harris.
Josh Allen is consistent.
Horrible. He actually is consistently a bad owner. Josh Harris is a consistently bad owner.
All right, last one. We heard it earlier today, but when Justin in Tennessee gave his red answer, it was too good not to play again.
It's going to be red, boys. Guess what's going to be red, boys and girls? Their ass when we beat it from
I love it. Well done, Justin.
That's freaking awesome. Nice.
This could go about seven different ways. What do we vote for?
I mean, the noise you made definitely got the most laughs.
I kind of love, the noise. Justin from Tennessee is like,
I like that one too.
I love the guy telling you to keep, he's got to keep it moving.
I like that one too.
Classic. I thought that was great too.
That's really good too.
No, we really are
all over the place.
Want to give it to caller Dan?
I think Dan might. Yeah.
I mean, he's a loser, so it'd be good for him to get a win. Yeah, let's give Dan a win in life.
Dan deserves the win.
All right, you freaking loser.
And
you
not
finally
because
won one.
He's a, quote, loser.
All right, Dan.
He's a winner.
No, I love Dan as a caller. Dan, congratulations. You have for the first time, one drop of the week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.